Welcome back. Top of the second hour this Monday, September 11, 2017, 16 years after the tragic events of September 11, 2001, 5 years after the tragic events of September 11, 2012. And we know the problems. We know that there are these cabals of folks who plan in secret to do bad things and benefit from crises, whether accidental or intentional. As Rahm Emanuel put it, the opportunities of crisis. You never want a perfectly good crisis to go to waste. So we know that there are these problems that occur. And by the way, no one plans to take advantage of a crisis. The only person who would do that is the arsonist or otherwise sociopath. But we know these problems exist. What do we do about it? My special guest, Patrick Wood, is a foremost authority on the problems that we face, not the least of which technocracy, of course. And his book, published back in 2015, titled Technocracy Rising, is the Trojan horse of global transformation, is a must read on the subject of what's happening. But beyond that, what do we do? Well, listen to this. Do you worry about being marginalized if you express your opinion in public? You listen to this network, you know what's going on, but is it difficult to talk to people? Have you been bullied in a public forum or a town hall meeting? Do you ever wonder if civil discourse is even possible? Trying to inform your fellow man, or especially your friends and family members, of the dire straits and the situation that we face. Well, the Citizen Ninja workshops are something that you should consider and look into. Go to Technocracy News. technocracy.news/solutions or Technocracy News, and just click on the link at the top of the page in the main menu titled Solutions. Go to that page, the Solutions page, activist training classes, and learn more.
Yeah. I should tell people what the training actually consists of. We schedule 4 weekly workshops for each class. And they're 2 hours apiece. It is a commitment. But normally when she gives a training in person, it's a whole day. It takes an entire day. So what we did online to figure out online class was we schedule every week, like this next class is going to be on Tuesday evening from 5 to 7 Pacific time. There'll be a 2-hour workshop every Tuesday for 4 Tuesdays. During that time, Mary will lecture. She'll have Q&A, she'll have examples and stories, people interact, she assigns homework, the students have to actually do their homework or whatever. There's no grade, of course, but if you complete the class, we even are giving our graduates a certificate of completion, just so they can remember that I did that. And so at the end of this 8-hour of training, you will have the tools necessary to do what we're talking about, to stand up to power, to stand up to bullies, to stand up to Delphi meetings, to stand up to people that are disingenuous in your community, to be able to communicate with family members and stuff without raising the roof, to talk to your neighbors. You know, a lot of people have neighbors that, you know, one puts up the Hillary Clinton's, sign on their property, and somebody else put up a Trump sign next to them. You think those neighbors are ever going to talk to each other? No.
Yeah.
So, you know, stop that. We need to talk.
Yeah.
And so this is an interpersonal class. This is not some kind of a master strategy to conquer technocracy or smart grid or whatever. You know the issues in your own community. I'm not going to babysit anybody and tell them what they must do in their own community. Nonsense. You know what the issues are. It's your community anyway. It's not mine. Don't ask me about your community. But once you have the tools to do this stuff, if you have any desire whatsoever to make a difference in your community, you will find something to interact with. You'll find something to do. Because, you can.
I can imagine. I'm excited. Just to let folks know, as the note on Technocracy News mentions, the special note, class number one was a resounding success, and students have given rave reviews. Class number two, second class is forming with a limit of 40 students, so sign up now. And class number two starts Tuesday, September 19th, and as you said, will run for four consecutive weeks. I think it's fantastic because, in my own personal opinion, having been a part of so many different things, trying to figure out what could possibly work, knowing that there is an infinite amount of resources. I mean, I think of movies, for example, like War Games, and you think of one computer program, but now we have, as you know, I mean, there's the RAND Corporation and various other think tanks that have made it their business to essentially do that, to think up ways to mislead us by Machiavellian intrigue and deception, the art of war. But now we have artificial intelligence coming online to really automate that process for the RAND corporations of the world. And it's really overwhelming. But like you said, and usually I think most people are like me in the sense that not knowing exactly how to attack this, we do kind of pick talking points, for example, certain issues, and trying to line up those talking points. One of the issues, since we hear a lot about the ostensible threat we face, the imaginary boogeyman of Al-Qaeda, for example, Al-Qaeda. I have gone through a process of trying to distill certain talking points. The CIA's Operation Cyclone, for example, Zbigniew Brzezinski's intimations about, creating both sides of the conflict and so forth. But that's only one issue, and even that's not effective. So this bumps the whole focus up a level, so to speak. Like you're saying, it's not a specific issue. It's how to address any issue, which is fantastic. It's what we need to do.
Yeah. Here's a good analogy for this. I'm not a huge football fan, but most people will remember the legendary football coach Vince Lombardi, who led the Green Bay Packers to their first major dynasty. And back in 1960, rather, the Green Bay Packers had a horrible season. They lost some games that they never should have lost, but it was just horribly defeating and depressing. The next season, in July of 1961, the team met for their first practice, their first get-together, first day of training. And Vince Lombardi strolled out, and he looked them all square in the eye, and he held up a football in his right hand. And he said, "Gentlemen, this is a football." And that began a tradition with the Green Bay Packers, because he realized that the team had failed on the fundamentals of the game. It's not that they were stupid. It's not that they weren't bright enough or strong enough or individual players, good enough. But they had lost the fundamentals of the game. And he said, "Gentlemen, this is a football." I'm sure half of the crowd must have thought he was stark raving mad. "Are you kidding? We're football players, for crime's sake, We know what a football is." He said, "I want you to understand this is a football." And he started from the ground up. And they went on to not only win the championship next season, but they built a dynasty based on that thinking. We should understand this as activists, as people, as citizens in our country. We're not going to win based on super uber sophistication. We're not going to win because there, some rocket scientist comes in and tells us, some oblique strategy or something. That's nonsense. we're going to win because we go back to the basics, the very basics of what makes America, America. And that's what we're trying to do with the Citizen Ninja Training. We're taking people, some people may say, oh, that sounds awful simplistic to me. No, it doesn't. We're reteaching the basics of human communication, of the art of persuasion, of the art of pegging the people that you're talking to. In other words, finding out and listening carefully as to where they're coming from before you open your mouth. This simple stuff. But Mary's cracked it. She's got this figured out. And this is what she tells people, and people say, gosh, well, that was all stuff I should have known and probably did, but nobody ever put it together for me that way. And now I get it. Wow.
Yeah,
you
that's...
know, it transforms you. Once you get back to the basics and you realize, okay, now I get it. Now I understand how to make the plays, you know, how to block the blocks and how to, you know, how to thwart the other quarterback or whatever. Once you figure out those plays and you got them in your back pocket, man, there's just nothing that's going to stop you on the field.
It reminds me, absolutely, to kind of borrow another football analogy, reminds me of what Bum Phillips said of Bear Bryant. He said, Bryant can take his'n and beat your'n, and then he can turn around and take your'n and beat his'n. And that's the kind of...
Yeah.
mindset to me that it instills, because honestly, kind of thinking of what the Rand Corporation does and all of these proliferating networks of NGOs that just never stop, the, you know, Soros Open Society Foundations and the untold, I mean, just as an example, $250 million plus dollars granted to the Women's March networks over the last decade or so. That's just... It's overwhelming. It feels insurmountable when you know that these talking points are being smithed in Toynbee fashion, as I mentioned earlier. But this is a strategy that really, I think, does exactly what Bum Phillips said of Bear Bryant. Allows you to be able to take those things and kind of turn it on its head. And I think, I mean, I would be curious to know what you think, but I think that people, even as dumbed down and as propagandized and socially engineered as we have become, I still feel like there is that vestige of Americana in everyone's heart, and that they can relate to individual liberty and personal freedom as a concept, as kind of borrowing from Thomas Jefferson's words and folks like Jefferson, protecting the individual and the free exercise of their natural rights. I think that's still in the hearts of people, Americans in particular. And I think that when you can connect with that, it has a tremendous impact. It's kind of like someone throwing open a window or a door in a stuffy room. And to me, this is a program that allows us to do that. And in a way, as you mentioned at the top of the first hour, or at the end of the first hour, to kind of step on someone's shoes without scuffing up their shine. And that really is the trick. I mean, as you said, there are a number of broadcasters, a number of folks out there who are making noise, who are causing a stir, oftentimes getting people stirred up and even angry. But to what effect?
Mm-hmm.
And this is a way to do that. I'm always amazed at some people who can do it. There are some folks who can reach through to people, I think. But again, it's not something that is duplicatable. There are a few. There's one in particular that I think of, and I'm always amazed at his ability to do just that, to step on toes, step on shoes without scuffing the shine. I hear people respond to this person in particular, and I'm always amazed they're not upset. But that's not something that's duplicatable, because he's a very intelligent, very articulate person. And to be able to kind of distill even his talking points, let alone beyond, is seemingly impossible or unduplicatable, but this is exciting. The Citizen Ninja Workshops is a way to effectively do that.
I will suggest that it is duplicatable, and it's not necessarily a cakewalk. It's not necessarily the easiest thing in the world to learn, although it should be. It's probably a person's fears are what keep them from learning it more than anything. But these techniques of communication are, in fact, duplicatable in anybody's situation. And nobody has the same situation. Every personality is different. Every person is different. We realize that. But the basic tools are all the same. And when you learn, for instance, how to effectively use questions to draw out the person that you're talking to, you'll just be amazed. Instead of telling them, I mean, you got to figure, okay, what's the outcome here you want? You want to change their mind, right? Okay, yeah, I want to change your mind. Well, you don't change the mind by simply shoving your opinion down their throat. You change their mind by drawing them out, showing them their own inconsistencies in their position, and getting discussions going where you can find some common ground to keep the discussion going. This is duplicatable, but it takes a little bit of self-discipline and an understanding of how to do it. Once you practice it, you say, wow, why didn't I do this years ago?
So absolutely, I bet.
You know?
That's very exciting. You know, in the Bernaysian era of propaganda, we've gotten to a point to where last year's Oxford English Dictionary Word of the Year was post-truth, not after-truth, but meaning people are more concerned with a persuasive argument than with facts and logic and reason. And talking to those folks can be a frustrating experience, to say the least. Anyone who listens to this network, I'm sure, can relate, but this is an opportunity to change all of that. These are solutions. Saul Alinsky, folks have been writing bad guy books for a long time about this stuff. Alinsky wrote Rules for Radicals. I would submit that Citizen Ninja is Rules for the Civil, not Radicals, but the Civil. And How to Become a Citizen Ninja is a workshop designed for Americans who recognize they have a duty to engage in the civic process, but are unsure how to go about it, or are fearful of bully tactics being used against them. And that's exactly what's happening. The talking points are smithed. The rhetoric is smithed at places like the RAND Corporation, and the community organizers are trained in Alinskyite fashion, if I may, on essentially how to bully people and how to marginalize the intelligent and informed.
Yep. That's right.
And this is a way to combat that. It's a 6 steps to becoming a citizen ninja. Can I mention those?
Sure.
So 1, the 6 steps are conquer your fear. 1 is conquer your fear. Shift your perception of what your personal weaknesses are. Discern real danger from perceived danger. Mental preparation practice leads to success. Break down the walls that keep you silent. 2 is be assertive. 3, peg your audience, which is brilliant. And there's a kind of an infographic on that. 4, ask a question, like you said. Learn how to use questions effectively. 5, make a statement and make it well. 6, neutralize your opponent. That sounds great. Imagine. You heard Patrick Wood say it in the previous hour, the first hour. Give me 3 of these folks in any one of these Delphi meetings, and we'll neutralize that consensus building exercise effectively. We'll be right back.
To another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure
the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
When you were here before, you couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You float like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so very special. But I'm a
welcome back.
I don't care.
Once again, I am joined by my special guest, Patrick Wood. We're talking solutions today, and he is, I would say, uniquely qualified to have that discussion. He's brought to our attention subjects that we really don't hear anywhere else, certainly not to the extent and the depth that he brings us. His book, Technocracy Rising, The Trojan Horse of Global Transformation, is essential reading, published in 2015. And what is technocracy? If not for Patrick Wood, we probably wouldn't know much, if anything, about it. Certainly not the way that we understand it with his help, knowing that virtually everything you look at these days folds into the technocratic agenda. And, of course, he co-authored Trilaterals Over Washington, Volumes 1 and 2, with the late, great Anthony Sutton. That, too, is essential reading. What is the Trilateral Commission? Again, we don't hear about that. You know, you hear about the CFR and various other groups, but not the Trilateral Commission to the depth and extent that Patrick Wood has exposed. So we have a rare and unique opportunity to talk solutions with him, the Citizen Ninja Workshop Program in particular, and I'm very excited about it. I can't wait to be a part of it. And as you mentioned before, and as the note mentions, if folks go to technocracy.news/solutions, the note mentions that the second class is beginning Tuesday, September 19th, and that's next Tuesday. Yeah, exactly. I was just going to. And it's a limit of 40 students, so get in and get signed up. And I'm going to, if I may, I would like to ask just a couple of what folks might call hard questions. I mean, there's a, for the naysayers, some might say, well, you know, what if it doesn't work? Well, what if it doesn't work? To investigate is a small price to pay if it does work. And if it doesn't work, well, then, you know, I mean, what has we've been, as you said, you have been trying to shed light on the, you know, the bad things that have been happening in this society for over, well, for more than 40 years now. And so what has worked effectively during all that time? There are a number of folks who have written fantastic books, including yourself, and there's a lot of information. Like you said, everyone's acquainted with the problems, but what's working to counteract these efforts to essentially enslave humanity and do all kinds of bad things? And I can't really put my finger on anything that's been terribly effective. I've been in lots of meetings. I haven't been doing it as long as you have, but I know a lot of things that haven't worked. So I think it's, you know, if it's even remotely as effective as you say it it is, then I think it's worth every ounce of effort and investment. So I know that in every crowd there are naysayers, but I mean it's worth a shot.
Yeah. Let me tell you what we're not going to teach people. We're not going to teach people about any issues in per se. We're not going to teach people about Agenda 21. This is not a training class about Agenda 21. We're not going to teach people about technocracy. You can read my book, for Pete's sake. You can do your own homework with that. It's already out there. We're simply going to teach people interpersonal techniques on how to be successful in their dialogue with others, wherever that might take place. That's all. This is what's unique about what we're doing with Citizen Ninja. You know, there are other organizations that want to teach you about Agenda 21, for instance, or property rights issues or whatever. And people need to know about those things. But those are specialty training classes, trying to get people active and stuff, whatever. You know?
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
NutriMedical's Calm Mind supports a relaxed mood and helps to support your brain neurotransmitter, helps lower blood pressure, helps to make you feel calm all day long, and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. Calm Mind contains GABA. It also contains suntan and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea. And it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack, and for depression. Get Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on Calm Mind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system that raises blood pressure, and it helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. So order Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
It's the good life, full of fun, seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, 'cause you can't take the chance. So be honest with yourself, don't try to fake romance. It's the good life to be free and explore the unknown. Like the heartaches when you learn you must face them alone. Please remember, I still want you, and in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss that good life goodbye.
Welcome back. Bottom of the second hour, joined by my special guest, Patrick Wood. We're talking to solutions. Patrick says that you, as a listener of this network and this broadcast, are intimately familiar with the problem or problems, and if not, there are a wide variety of resources to become acquainted with the problems. But we're talking solutions, and he is uniquely qualified to have such a discussion, particularly with his background and knowledge on said problems. I started in the last segment to kind of ask the hard questions. Can I ask some hard questions? Is that okay?
Absolutely.
For the naysayers, perhaps. I said what you know, kind of my interpretation was in the last segment. But what would you say to those who ask, what if it doesn't work?
Well, for those who are asking in a general sense, why this won't work. You're barking up the wrong tree, absolutely, because it allows you to skirt personal responsibility. And I understand people, you know, the armchair quarterbacks, you know, bringing up issues like that. Well, that doesn't sound like that's going to have any effect. Well, those are really just personal dodges, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm encouraging people to take personal responsibility. Don't worry about other people. Don't worry about what the guy down the street's doing. Question is, what are you doing? And so those types of objections, even though I hear them, I don't put anything to them. I just don't. And it's not that I'm just being the eternal optimist either. I want to be a realist, but if it doesn't, you know what? If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. It's not going to be because we didn't try. And as far as I'm concerned, and Mary Baker's concerned, that we've already figured this out between ourselves. We ask each other, are we going to take personal responsibility? And we said, yes, we are. So here we are, right? And that's the same challenge I'd give to everybody else. Just don't worry about what anybody else says. That's half our problem in this propaganda war. Everybody's worried about what somebody else thinks or what somebody else is doing. That's got to stop.
Absolutely.
Like, you know, we need to take personal responsibility right where we sit before we can make any progress.
You know, I would add the provocative observation, in my opinion, is kind of thinking of Solomon's words from the first chapter of Ecclesiastes, that in much wisdom there is much grief, and increasing knowledge results in increasing pain. Knowing that I have only a fraction of the knowledge you have about the issues, technocracy in particular, and kind of all of the ancillary issues that pertain to it, if it's something that you're and the pain that I feel as a result of that, knowing your knowledge is vastly greater than mine, if it's something you are encouraged by, that to me speaks volumes. And so I think that's important to note. Yeah. But I should probably add, these questions aren't scripted. I didn't send these to you in advance, so I appreciate you answering them. And for folks wondering, this is not something that was scripted or rehearsed, but you mentioned in the previous segment and before, obviously, things that that are not taught in the Citizen Ninja workshops. You don't teach about specific issues, technocracy, sustainable development, Agenda 21, 2030, et cetera, for instance. You do teach how to be effective in interpersonal communications, which is fantastic, and with kind of a focus or an emphasis, it sounds like, on civic involvement, so to speak, if I could put it that way. So the next question that I think is sort of a hard question is, what's unique, for those who might ask, what's unique about the Citizen Ninja program or the workshops versus, say, a Dale Carnegie course or something like that?
Yeah. The difference is nobody is doing exactly what we're doing. It's just not out there. And Mary has been more of a researcher on this than me. That's why she stood up and wrote her book in the first place. She said, I looked all over the place. She said, there's nothing. And so that's why she started training her own training courses in California. So I mentioned she's trained over 800 people now in person. And that's why she wrote the book, because there just was no material out there. And our training is pointed towards civic involvement, skewed a little bit, not completely. But Mary has a lot of examples that she talks about, because she's been doing this. She's been an activist for so long herself. She's been in the trenches. I can't tell you. You'll have to hear her to understand. You say, yep, that lady's been in the trenches, all right. She has been to meetings. She's been involved in political things for a number of years now in California. And she really knows what she's talking about. So we do try and make the setting of it, and a lot of the examples are pointed towards, you know, civic meetings and stuff. But the techniques and what you learn can be used in any kind of setting, not just in a city council meeting, but for instance, but just in with your neighbors and with your own family and stuff. these are tools that are very basic to winning and persuading people to your opinion.
So just to kind of summarize the first question, and what if it doesn't work, the answer is it's already working.
It is.
Over 800 times already in workshops that Mary Baker has trained folks in person. What's unique is the emphasis to focus on civil discourse, so to speak, and civic process, and how to address with regard to different subject matter that we're all concerned with. So that's good. The last question, I think, that we'll ask, sure, probably already encountered it, is the cost. So there's a cost to participate in the workshop, which you stated to think or wrong, by the way. This is just one of those things designed to take advantage of the Patriot's patriotic part. Because we know that there are things, programs that people have created essentially kind of preying on the patriotic and the naive, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
So for those who ask those kinds of questions, what would you say?
Yeah. For the people that, and I've had this actually happen, people have asked me, well, why are you charging $50 for this class? That sounds selfish. Mm-hmm. Why can't we get it for free? And I say, where did you learn about a free lunch?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, are you kidding me? You know, I spent 40 years of my life dealing with this garbage. And Mary spent about 10 years of her adult life dealing with this garbage to get, you know, gaining experience and doing research and stuff. And the training class that we're offering between Mary and my, after all of our expenses are done, we're probably making about a nickel an hour. But, you know, for $50, anybody that wants to complain about the cost is just using that as a dodge yeah. personal responsibility. I'm sorry. I can't say it any other way. I totally reject that thinking. And, you know, although you can't just insult people, you know, call them with maybe what you're thinking, but, you know, you just have to reject that. So I will not accept that kind of criticism. This yeah. costs us $50 to put this on, and by golly, you people are going to pay for it. Why should anybody subsidize you to get the training that you need to be responsible in your own country? That's yeah. that's ridiculous. There's nobody going to subsidize you. What do you want, a government handout?
Considering where we've come, yeah, unfortunately.
So.
Do I get a free phone with it, you know, an Obama
phone?
Well,
yeah,
but seriously,
Obama's
though,
out of office now. You can't get a free phone anymore.
Exactly. Yeah, to those folks, I would just say, you know, simply do the math. I mean, you mentioned wanting to train. You know, the goal is 2,000 folks this year, and at $50 a head, that's $100,000 for training that is essentially a lifetime of your work, and it sounds like her work. And like you said, the cost alone to put this together is it probably makes anything above cost nominal. So I think it's a tremendous benefit, and I think it's worth its weight in gold for anyone to be able to participate. So
yeah, I'd have to say this is not about me, and it's not about Mary.
Yeah.
It's about our country. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You know, that's it. It's about you, and not you personally, Chris, but it's about you, the listener, the individual citizen, and it's about our nation. Do you want to do anything about it? Do you want to be part of the solution, or do you want to continue to be part of the problem?
Yeah.
I say, join us. Be part of the solution. You know, jump in. It can't hurt. You know, you might just learn something, and you might find out, wow, I can do this.
Yeah. again, knowing just a fraction of what you know and knowing that you're excited about it, I have personally been in meetings that you've been in, and I've watched the kind of consternation on your face. It's interesting just kind of observing. I always wonder, what is he thinking? And I can imagine that there have been certain meetings where you think, no, that's all wrong. That's just all wrong. I mean, we're so far off track now. And to think that you're excited about this program, to think that you're excited about anything, that something gives you cause for encouragement, I think is something that we should all kind of jump on if we have the opportunity. So I don't do this. Folks know that I don't say, you know, go sign up on this petition or go do this or go do that. But this is something that obviously can give people the tools to be able to be effective in the civic process in their own community, in what they feel convicted in their hearts that they should be involved in. And that, to me, is exciting. So yeah. I think it's great. So folks, to learn more, go to technocracy.news/solutions and sign up for the second class while you still can. Second workshop is limited to 40 seats. It starts next Tuesday, September 19th. Get involved, learn more, and learn the techniques of solutions that can be applied to whatever you are passionate about, whatever you think is the operative issue in your local community. Can we take a call?
Let's do it.
Okay. Let's grab Murr in Wisconsin. Murr, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Whoops.
I would like to say passion means suffering. Compassion means being with suffering, your others or your own or both.
Could you repeat your statement or your question? Because it seems like it came in about mid-sentence, unfortunately.
Oh, okay. So you didn't hear me say good morning?
No. But good morning to you.
Chris and Patrick. I just heard you recently, Patrick. I listened to one of your speaking engagements. It was very, very interesting.
Wonderful.
And
Was that in Columbus?
Pardon me?
Was that in Columbus, Ohio, by chance?
You know what? I think this was maybe last year. I think it said 2016.
Oh, okay. That's fine. Yeah, I thought maybe it was just recently.
Jim Lee spoke before you and Elaine Willman after.
Oh, sure. Okay.
Was that
excellent.
Montana?
That was in okay. Phoenix, Arizona.
Oh, Phoenix. Yes, that's right. Yes, it was. But what I said when I wasn't heard was, following up on Chris there, passion means suffering. Compassion means being with suffering, your own or others or both. But Spirit moved me to type this right here in Chris's chat on the 6th of September, and I'd like to run it by you. 1933, when America was being depressed and gold stolen, in a country half the size of Texas, a Christian man made love the currency, or as close as has been in our lifetimes. It was based on need of his people, no interest, no debt, no bankers backing it with gold in a vault somewhere. Freely given, an atmosphere of cooperation, willing workers caring for each other. This is why he is vilified. You know who I'm speaking about?
No.
Oh, okay. It's turning out to be a very interesting litmus test.
I probably do, but I don't. But I don't know. I'm not. Yeah, I'm not. My mind is blank.
1933, right? America was being depressed, gold stolen, and in a country half the size of Texas, a Christian man. You heard it. You don't want me to reread it, right?
Yeah, no, I heard it. Yeah.
Well, Catherine Austin Fitz on John Stadtmiller's show for the first time. Right away, jumped to a Father Divine, an obscure black man. And in actuality, it was Adolf Hitler.
Oh.
See, this is the problem. Bottom line, this is where we're all suffering. We're suffering. We need compassion for each other, and we need to change this.
Yeah. Amen.
Interesting. Interesting.
Yeah. Oh, Chris, what was that Ecclesiastes text?
Ecclesiastes 1:17.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Patrick.
Entirely welcome. Thank you.
Thanks for your call. Thanks for your call, Murr. We're headed into a break. Provocative moment to go to a break. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com. Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate?
unavailable.
Hey, welcome back. This is Patrick Wood. I'm going to take the last segment for Chris. Apparently, there's a little bit of technical difficulties on his end. I don't think it was Hurricane Irma, because that's way too far away. But, Chris, if you can hear, at least, is he back?
Yeah, I can.
Hey, you're back. That's great.
Strange. Yeah, we had some kind of technical difficulty there for a minute.
Yeah, well, you people out there, don't forces in the universe don't like what you're saying. That's it. Hey, I want to say that two of your listeners took the challenge, and while you were on break there, they signed up for Citizen Ninja Training.
Outstanding.
Isn't that great? So
that
to
is.
William to William and Blaine, I say thank you, and I hope that there will be others that will jump on board and come join us.
Absolutely. We'll keep spreading the word in the meantime. Thank you, Patrick, for being on the broadcast today and for all your efforts, as always.
My pleasure, and ditto to you. And I hope your week is a great one.
Thanks. You too.
You bet.
Thanks, everyone. Okay. Again, go check out Solutions, technocracy.news/solutions. That'll do it for today. I hope it was informative. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care. God bless, and we'll catch you on the other side.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.